You're listening to The Killer Bees with Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios.
Let's go straight out to the HRMP guest line, being joined by Bob Nightingale of USA Today. Bob writing an article a couple days ago that kind of turned some truth in back into the 2017 sign-stealing scandal, and we knew about in 2019. Houston caught wind of this. They absolutely love it. Bob, thanks for taking a few minutes hanging out with the Killer Bees this afternoon. All the stuff that happened back in 2017, you wrote in the article on USA Today, look, are you naive to believe this wasn't going on across all of Major League Baseball? Sometimes we forget that the original story said the Astros are doing this as part of a ongoing issue across Major League Baseball. What all do you think was going on back in the day? How many teams were involved?
I've always heard about eight teams, maybe nine, maybe 10, maybe seven, but right around eight. And, the smart teams were doing the same thing, very similar. I know if they were, distributing the signs. Obviously the Astros use trash cans, people are doing different ones. And nobody else had a whistleblower. The Astros did with Mike Byers, or else the Astros never would have been identified either.
Bob, do you really think that at some point there will be a time when the truth comes out on people from those teams and the other teams? Because we've seen and we've had Ryan Spader on, and he's basically said without saying, look, he came out and said what he felt was the truth, and then a day later had to walk it back because he got pressure. We've seen Eric Kratz's, we've seen Lucas Giolito, we've seen these guys that start coming out to talk about the fact that it wasn't just the Astros. But will there be a time when players that have retired and have been on some of the other teams come out and say, look, this is what we were doing, and we were doing it too?
Possibly. It's probably better if someone does it in a book or something to make money off it or something like that. I mean, they don't want to, kind of rat on friends. Look at the Bobby Thompson home run. They got the sign. That took like 30 years before that came back out. So it kind of depends on that. It's almost like, it's a little different, but in a sense where like Jose Altuve was not getting the signs. And so I was asked, well, why is it Jose saying that then? He says, well, I don't want to make it look bad on my other teammates that did. And so, that sort of thing. I think it's tough for a guy to come out saying we were cheating. And so, everybody else, the 25 other guys on that team, all get painted by the same brush.
Bob Nightingale of USA Today joining us on the HRMP guest line. You put something in that article, too, that I've been saying for a few years. If baseball people, if industrial people were so upset about what happened, why did Carlos Correa break the record for the most average annual value as an infielder last year? Why did George Springer get a huge contract? Why did the Yankees bring in Carlos Beltran as an analyst? Why do they employ Marwin Gonzalez? Why was Alex Cora immediately brought back to the Red Sox? AJ Hinch got a job right away as well. It doesn't really seem like the actions match up with the words.
No, especially when the Dodgers and Yankees say, they can never play. Those two teams hate the Astros, but the Dodgers, we're gonna have some talks about Korea. I don't know where it goes, but the fact that so all those guys were saying stuff, and you're hypocrites. You welcome back to open arms, like okay, I thought you hated Korea ever been that team, apparently you don't. So yeah, it's a everybody's changes are tuned, depending where the guy is. I mean, it's so silly, but it's only five Astros are left, only three position players. And, let's be honest. I mean, in 2017, the last two games the Astros won were on the road. So, they played 81 road games during the regular season. So, it's a good team. It's a great team. And I certainly think, the Astros should be considered the same light as the Yankees from, 96 through 01 when they had that dynasty.
Bob, I'm curious, as we get into the nuts and bolts of the actual World Series going on right now, a lot being made of the travel day staying in this World Series and the fact that, of course, Astros fans clamoring that, they're giving the Phillies an advantage because they don't have the pitching the Astros have. From your national perspective, was it a surprise to you that they kept the travel day in the World Series and your takeaway on what happened with the rain delay and the rain cancellation last night?
Yeah, it was a surprise when I first heard it because I didn't believe it. I said, wow, they got the travel day built in for a reason. And then when you know, the check and said, oh, that's what it's going to be. So I asked Manfred that question, because the strange part is, particularly if you're a Phillies fan, you know, the Eagles play at the same time against the Texans.
Yep.
And, you know, the Eagles are undefeated. So many people are watching that game. So the choice was then, you know, do you play at 4 in the afternoon before the Eagles game and have no travel day, or go head-to-head against them? And he said, I'm sure, you know, Fox TV was involved. They said, let's go head-to-head against it. In that case, you know, you don't want the guys to get in at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning and play that next day, particularly if it's World Series. I know we do it in the regular season, but it made sense just to have, you know, the way it was set up originally, you know, the 2 off days, and so nothing changes.
Who do you think gains an advantage because of the World Series being extended a day and an extra off day?
Yeah, I mean, this is where it was set up anyway, right? I mean, you still had the 2 off days. There's still 2 off days.
No, there's 3 now, right? Because you had Sunday, Monday, and then you're going to have Friday as well.
Oh, okay, yeah, because the one you had, right. It probably helps the Phillies a little bit, because the now instead of having Syndergaard go 3 or 4 innings tonight, they get Ranger Suarez, who's clearly their number 3 starter. So allow him to do that. They can move back Zach Wheeler, whose velocity really dropped off, and they're giving him 2 extra days of rest now. And so, as far as pitching-wise, you know, it was such a big advantage the Astros have. They still have the advantage, but not nearly as much as they did.
So, when you say that, Bob, how do you see the rest of the series playing out? People were losing their mind after the Astros lost Game 1, and it was their first loss in the playoffs. Now, after winning Game 2, doing it the way they did it, with 3 of the first pitches being extra base hits and setting the tone, how do you see these 3 games in Philadelphia playing out, and then how it leads to the rest of the series?
Well, I still think now before, when it was supposed to be Verlander against Nola, that was kind of a toss-up. Now you got Verlander against Syndergaard or Gibson, advantage Verlander. He's much better in that when he pitches that second World Series start than a first World Series start in his career. And then tonight you probably say, okay, tonight may be a toss-up. Game 4, you know, big advantage Astros again. So I still think they have a decided advantage in 2 of these 3 games here.
Bob Nightingale joining us on the HRP listener line. The Astros fans, and of course us being in Houston, we've not seen that fan base of Philadelphia this year. Rob Thompson says that it's the best that he's ever seen from start to very last pitch. They're not going anywhere. Whereas the Astros went to Yankee Stadium, and they might have been, you know, hating the Astros at the start. They might have been loud at the start, but the Astros were able to silence them. What are the Astros getting at the with the fan base there at Citizens Bank over the next 3 days?
Well, this will be the toughest one they've faced. I mean, as far as a hostility, intensity, all that. I mean, it's always been famous for that. I mean, the whole thing going Santa Claus and, you know, things like that. I mean, it's true. Tough fans. Astros, of course, had never been here. I mean, Astros were already in Yankee Stadium a couple times before then. You know, obviously, the Yankees were only down 2-0 with 3-0. It's like, the fans could care less. In this case, I think they'll hear it by far the loudest they have since the whole scandal broke in the spring of 2020. But it's, I think, seven cities the Astros haven't been to. This is one of them. And, it's going to be very intense. I don't know. I think it would have been a lot worse last night because it's being Halloween. They'll be drinking during the day and everything else. Not that people will still be drinking during the day, you know, in early evening. But the fact you take the Halloween part out of it, I don't think it'll be as bad as it was last night.
Bob, real quick, before we let you go, I'm curious what you're hearing on James Click. We heard that the Astros, at least at some point, are going to ask Dusty Baker back. Click seems to be a little bit more up in the air. Have you heard anything lately that says one way or the other whether he'll be back?
He's coming back unless he doesn't want to. So, I mean, Dusty Baker is definitely coming back. I think Click will certainly be offered to come back. You know, I don't know if it's a year contract or 2 years. We'll see what he decides. But, right now he's definitely coming back.
Good deal.
Bob, appreciate the time as always. Enjoyed your story. Always enjoy your coverage. Hopefully no rain in Philadelphia. Weather looks nice. Enjoy the World Series.
It's beautiful. Beautiful weather. So, yeah, it should be no problems.
Very good. Bob Nightingale.
Thanks, Bob.
Joining us on the HRMP guest line. That's some new information on James Click. I want to react to that as well. Also, the fans in Philadelphia. How big is that advantage tonight for the Phillies in the next 3 days? It's the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.